Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello? So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Amy.
Hey, Amy, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
I think my husband's lying to me and using his job to cover it up.
Oh, okay. So what is your husband's name?
Sean.
Okay, and you mentioned his job, right? Can you tell us what he does?
He's a longshoreman.
Oh, okay. So you said you think he's lying to you?
Yeah. So I'll try to explain it. So first of all, you have to understand he works a 40-hour week.
Okay. But doesn't everybody work a 40-hour week?
No, not all longshoremen have 40 hours. Some of them work in what they call gangs, which is like crazy hours, and it's not always the same time.
Okay.
Yeah, I know exactly what she's talking about because, you know, Kyle, my husband, he's a longshoreman, and he works, you know, the guaranteed 40 hours.
Right.
But Shaggy's brothers, you know, they're longshoremen, but they do gang work.
Yes. I'll just bet they do. Okay, so, but you said Sean is he's doing the 40-hour thing.
Yeah, but then recently he's been picking up shifts off the board and then coming home super late. And I don't know. Like, I feel like he's being sneaky about it.
Okay, and can you explain to me what picking up shifts off the board means?
Okay, so there's this building and they call it the hall. And
okay.
You go there, you wait to get assigned a job.
All right.
It's kind of like a gamble, but like you can pick up extra shifts that way.
Okay.
Like Kyle, he works a guaranteed 40-hour job Monday through Friday, but if he wants extra shifts, he can go to the hall after work, pick up a shift off the board.
Okay.
Exactly. But lately, almost every night, he's been trying to pick up a shift off the board, and I just don't think he's always working. He'll come home sometimes after he picks up a shift, and he's not dirty. But he just says he changed before he left so he wouldn't dirty up his car. I just feel like he's lying to me.
Yeah, so that gut reaction, that woman's intuition.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, listen, maybe the reason he's working so much is because he's saving up to buy you something nice, or maybe take you on a cruise.
I mean, that sounds really nice, but like I said, I just don't think he's working.
Well, what do you think he's doing then?
I don't know. That's what I was hoping you guys could find out.
Okay. Well, that shouldn't be too hard. So let me ask you a couple questions here. When was the last night he did like a whole pick a job off the board thing?
Well, he's off this week, but this past Friday he worked his regular 8 to 5. And then he said he went to the hall and got assigned a shift that night at NIT, which is in Norfolk.
Okay, so if he worked the night shift Friday night, then he should have been at work all night Friday, not out partying or anything like that.
No, definitely not.
Okay, and one more question real quick. What bank do you guys use? Like, what bank would Sean's debit card be from?
Bank of America.
Okay, great. I'm going to put you on hold here for a second, and then we're going to get his number from you, and then we'll call him when we come back, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So you said Kyle does this sometimes. Does this sound like he's cheating? Because to me, it sounds like a guy who's trying to make some extra money. Like, I mean, maybe he's not happy at home, so maybe he decided, well, I'd rather stay at work and make money than go home and be miserable. But it doesn't sound like he's cheating to me.
I mean, at first, I didn't think so either until she mentioned, like, his appearance when he comes home. Like, he's not dirty or anything. Like, when Kyle comes home, he's, like, filthy. Like, his hands are dirty. His clothes are dirty.
Right. Now, and what did she say? Excuse me, he wanted to keep his car clean?
Yeah. And see, I don't believe any of that part.
Okay. We're going to call him up when we come back.
Dialing at random.
Secretly.
Hello?
This is a call from Bank of America Fraud Protection. Please stay on the line for an important message.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I'm trying to reach Sean, please.
This is Sean.
Hey, Sean, this is Scott Lang. I'm calling from Bank of America's Fraud Protection Department. The reason I'm calling is because we detected a few charges to your debit card that were out of a normal pattern. So I'm trying to make sure nobody stole your card or your identity or both.
Okay.
So the charges in question were on the evening of February 23rd. So I guess that would have been last Friday?
Okay.
So do you remember if you went out to eat or anything last Friday? Like, I know that's almost a week ago, so it might be hard to remember.
No. Yeah, I did go out, I think, on Friday. How much does it say I spent?
Well, actually, there's like a bunch of charges on here for places like Walmart, Best Buy, Target. They're all within an hour of each other, and they're all on Friday night. That's kind of what stood out. Plus, there's a lot of high-end purchases, couple of flat-screen TVs, laptop.
Oh, no. Okay. I definitely didn't buy any of that stuff.
So. Okay. See, that's exactly what we thought. So what we're going to do then is I'm going to ask you to try to remember where you may have spent your debit card at on last Friday night. So, like I said, I know it's almost a week ago, but if you can give us a place to start, then we can mark it as okay, and then we can kind of go from there.
Okay. So, I remember on Friday night, I went to El Azteca for dinner.
El Azteca, okay. Yeah, I see that right here. And then just to make sure, it looks like you paid for more than one person. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure they didn't overcharge you or something.
Okay. Let me see. Then we went there to a couple places.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you remember using your debit card anytime after midnight?
No, after midnight, no. I was home and I was in bed by then.
Okay.
If you were home and in bed by midnight, then how come you didn't get home until 6 a.m.? Hello? Can you explain that to me, please? And who were you at dinner with?
What the
f***? Oh, wow. Okay, well, it looks like that whole women's intuition thing might have been right again. I mean, I hate to say it, but it usually is. Amy, do you want us to call him back?
Yes. Get his ass back on the phone. I'm not done with him.
Okay, let me play one song here, and then we're going to see if Shag can get him back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.